This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu today highlighted that in the journey of shaping the country's economic destiny, Atmanirbharta and Swadeshi are the guiding principles. Addressing the nation on the eve of the 77th Republic Day, the President lauded India's young entrepreneurs, sportspersons, scientists and professionals for energizing the nation and making their mark globally.
Our youth are the flag bearers of our nation's development journey. Mera Yuva Bharat or My Bharat provides a technology-driven experiential learning mechanism to connect young citizens with opportunities in several areas, including leadership and skill development. The impressive success demonstrated by startups in our country is mainly driven by our young entrepreneurs. The country's development will gain momentum through policies and programs focused on the aspiration of the younger generation. I am confident that the power of youth will play a leading role in the making of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
President Murmu noted that despite global uncertainties, India is recording sustained economic growth. She said the country is the world's fastest growing major economy and is moving towards becoming the third largest economy in the near future. Urging everyone to work together with the spirit of nation first, President Murmu said Republic Day is an opportunity to strengthen the feeling of patriotism. She noted that India's self-reliance in defence par with the historic success of Operation Sindoor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the transformation of India's startup ecosystem over the past decade, sharing his thoughts in this year's first Mann Ki Baat programme on Akashvani. The Prime Minister said the nation embarked upon an ambitious journey 10 years ago in January 2016 with the launch of Startup India. Mr. Modi said, today India has become the third largest startups ecosystem in the world. Mr. Modi urged the countrymen, especially the youth associated with industry and startups, to emphasize on improving quality in manufacturing. He said excellence should be the benchmark. The government has announced 131 Padma Awards for year 2026. The awards comprises 5 Padma Vibhushan, 13 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri. Among the awardees, 19 are women and 16 honours are being conferred posthumously. The list of Padma Bhushan awardees includes playback singer Alka Yagnik, former Uttarakhand Chief Minister Bhagat Singh Koshyari, Kalipatti Ramasamy Palaniswamy from Tamil Nadu and Malayalam actor Mammootty from Kerala. President Draupadi Murmu approved gallantry awards for 70 armed forces personnel, including 6 posthumous awards, on the eve of the 77th Republic Day today. IAF Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who made history by becoming the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, has been honoured with Ashok Chakra, the country's highest peacetime gallantry award. Major Ashdeep Singh, Naib Subedar Doleshwar Subha Singh and Group Captain Prashant Balakrishnan Nair have been conferred Kirti Chakras. Along with this, 13 Shaurya Chakra, including 1 posthumous, 1 gallantry bar to the Sena Medal, 44 gallantry Sena medals, including 5 posthumous, 6 gallantry Nau Sena medals and 2 gallantry Vayu Sena medals have also been conferred to armed forces personnel. The nation will celebrate the 77th Republic Day tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu will lead the nation in celebrating the day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The Republic Day parade will commence at 10:30 a.m. and will be a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen and President of the European Council Antonio Luis Santos da Costa will be the chief guests at the Republic Day parade. In cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 8 wickets in the third T20 match at ACA Stadium, Barsapara in Guwahati tonight. Surya Kumar Yadav led men in blue secure the series 3-0. New Zealand had set a target of 154 runs for India in the third T20 match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.